It's time for SOTA Money Trends here on WWL with Metairie Bank, and John LeBlanc, CEO of Metairie Bank, joins us. Hey, John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
Sure. How are you doing today?
Doing great. And you?
I'm fine. It's a great day, a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. John, this is something that people need to think about, and if you want to think about it in a selfish way, you can. You know, if your elderly parents get ripped off, they're going to have less money to leave you. So you really, if your parents protect the money that they have, and there are scammers out there that are targeting the elderly, and they could be targeting your parents. What are a couple of things that people should think about?
Well, absolutely, Scoot. I appreciate you asking the question. Financial abuse of the elderly or our seniors is widespread each year. It's about $3 billion in fraud losses reported. And it's estimated that that's really probably one-tenth of the actual fraud that's going on, because most of it is unreported, because our seniors are embarrassed or otherwise unlikely to report the fraud. So there's a few things that we encourage you to do if you have a senior in your family that you're looking out for, or maybe even it's just a neighbor. The first is the easiest one. Just check in with them from time to time. Ask them if they need any help with their finances. Are they comfortable using online banking, whether it's via the internet or their telephone, or if they need help monitoring their statements? That's the easiest place to start. The next thing is, really to share with them some of the red flags that we share with all of our customers. And, there's a handful of them. The first one is if you're contacted by email or telephone or text message from a stranger, and they're instructing you to not speak to your local bank or the bank where your account is, that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. If someone pressures you into sending them money, red flag. If they call and threaten law enforcement action, that's another red flag. That's a big one. There's especially, this time of year, tax time is just passed. There's a very common scam that goes where the caller poses as being with the IRS and says, your payment hasn't been received. We're going to prosecute you immediately if you don't send us money. IRS is never going to do that. Red flag there. Never cash a check for a stranger or send a wire transfer for a stranger. That's another very common fraud where someone will say, will you please cash this check for me? I'll include a few dollars extra for you to keep if you do this for me. And the senior goes to their bank, cashes the check, and finds out it's fraud after they've given the scammer that.
John, you just mentioned a moment ago threaten. Sometimes they threaten you. And I had this happen to me, six, eight months ago. Somebody was on the phone with me, and they said very, very credible things to me. And I really felt like that they were acting in my best interest. But then when I was reluctant to give up information, and then they started threatening me, go ahead and call the police. We're going to have you shut down by the end of business today. So are there threats to older people in the same way that like younger people get, like, don't you dare tell your parents about this. Don't tell anybody about this. And how are some of those threats coming across?
That's a perfect example of a common issue, Scoot, is that the phone caller or the email or text or however they're reaching out will threaten the customer or the individual in the same way that you mentioned. Don't call your bank. Don't call the police. Don't call the authorities. If you're in that position, don't be afraid to hang up. Your bank is never going to put you in a position like that. The IRS is never going to do that. Medicare is never going to do that. Your doctor's office, any reputable person or company is never going to do that to you. So that is the biggest thing. Don't be afraid to hang up.
In fact, Adina, now that I'm thinking back on it, they even told me toward the end, it wasn't that they were going to have all my money or whatever by the end of the day. They were going to have me arrested by the end of the day. They were going to have the police officers come to work and arrest me. And that's when I just thought, okay, this is bogus. I'm hanging up, and I did, and nothing ever happened.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's common, and it's unfortunate that it occurs, and there's very little authorities can do to stop it because they're very hard to trace these calls.
And I guess I'm kind of in that age category where it might have, with me, it might have been abuse of the elderly.
No. we're glad to help our seniors and elderly folks out and provide financial guidance to them. But unfortunately, this type of thing happens all the time, every day at the bank. You know, whether you're an older person or a younger person, fraud, cyber fraud, online fraud is just prevalent right now. So don't be afraid to say no. Don't be afraid to ask a question. And if you're uncomfortable, call your local bank. And they will guide you through the situation. Don't be afraid to do that.
And John, so what should kids, if they have elderly parents, what questions should they ask their parents, or what should they tell their parents right now about the scams and the fraud?
I think the best thing to do is just to share with them that those types of things exist, that they should probably follow one of the oldest cliches. That if it is if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. A random person's not going to call you up and offer to send you money if you send them money. That's just not going to happen. And if they're uncomfortable having that conversation, I'm sure they have a banker in the family or a banker that's a friend that can speak to them and help them through that. The most important thing is really just speaking to your elderly parents or friends or neighbors, asking them if they feel that they're in control of their financials or if they need some assistance with it. And if they do, please step in and help them the best you can. The easy things to do are just to review your statements, whether it's online or via paper that you may get. Just review it regularly for unusual items.
And remember, when you protect your parents' money, you're protecting your possible inheritance.
That's true.
You know, Sting told his kids, he said, listen, don't you kids depend on any of our money, because Trudy and I are going to spend it all or we're going to give it away. You're not getting any of our money.
Well, good for them.
He said, I don't want you to have to depend on it. We're going to spend it all.
I like that. That's great. I don't think my kids would have.
John LaVaughn, CEO of Metairie Bank. John, thank you so much for being with us, and thanks for your information on SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL.
Thank you, Scoot. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks, John.